I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, is there any such thing as too much golf? Perhaps, but not in Scotland, right? But now it's time for my conversation about this week's news with Charlie Pierce. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
As the 2018 World Cup winds down, what have been your favorite tournament memories?
Well, my predominant tournament memory is my incredible ability to jinx teams I'm actually cheering for. It started with Iceland. It moved on to Nigeria and then Senegal and then Belgium.
Oh.
So I am definitely cancer guy when it comes to people's World Cup chances.
I was going to say, that first one was an easy one. I mean, they were not anybody's
pick. Well,
they
were charming.
But they weren't going to win. Okay.
Right.
Roger Federer is out of Wimbledon, but earlier in the week he warned that viewership of the World Cup final might suffer because it coincides with the men's tennis final. Bold volley. Mr. Federer.
I suspect that Mr. Federer is overrating the men's final, especially now that he's not in it. There's a certain amount of star power missing here.
Mexico beat Germany at the World Cup. That surprised a lot of fans. Then they fell to Brazil, led by Neymar. One team in Mexico has taken advantage of Neymar's celebrity for commercial purposes, or at least for entertainment purposes. Were you entertained by the Neymar challenge at halftime when Zolos played a friendly against Herediano of Costa Rica?
The Neymar challenge is who can fake an injury the best.
Yes.
And so you had a bunch of people rolling around in the field. Outside of the day where they had all those people with guitars in Royal Stadium doing the opening to Smoke on the Water, this is one of the great things I've ever seen in a stadium.
Yeah, they not only had to fall down on the ground, they had to roll.
They had to roll and be agonized.
They measured how far each one could roll, and I think that's who won the Neymar challenge. Great stuff. On Wednesday, the Arizona Diamondbacks brought in utility infielder Daniel Descalso to pitch in their lopsided loss against the Rockies. Happens from time to time. And as you might expect, the utility infielder gave up a home run. But to whom?
The other team's pitcher, and the ball has not come down yet. Herman Marquez hit one to the moon, and this ended the Descalso experiment for the moment, I would
expect. Yeah, but by golly, he made Herman's day.
He did.
No question.
It's a shame Herman can't get the ball back because no one knows where it is right now.
A group of former University of Louisville basketball players is suing the NCAA for vacating the team's 2013 championship based on what's been called the escort scandal. Do they have a strong case?
They have a decent case, actually. And it's being fought not only to get the championship banner back, but also to get Luke Hancock's MVP back. He wasn't involved in the alleged scandal or actual scandal or whatever the heck was going on down there. But at the press conference, the attorney for the players referred to the NCAA as a morally bankrupt organization, and it's very hard to argue with that.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said this week that he is in favor of allowing players to move into the NBA directly from high school rather than having to play in college or elsewhere for a year. But the commissioner says the change won't come immediately. Why not? Who else has to agree that one and done is an indefensible rule?
Nobody. He can declare this a rule now. And he can tell the NCAA, the morally bankrupt organization we referred to earlier, to pound sand. You know, I don't understand what the delay is. I mean, it's not like they haven't done this before. This used to be
right. The
status quo.
Exactly. And why not change it now rather than wait for a court to say change it?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
the one-and-done rule never made any sense.
Former NBA star Charles Barkley was given a shot to win the American Century Golf Tournament this weekend. Charlie, what kind of odds are we talking about here?
A mere 6,000 to 1, Bill. The longest odds in the field.
Put me down for a dollar. What the heck?
Yeah, I mean, have you ever seen Charles play golf?
No.
Charles looks very much like a man digging a post hole.
Oh,
it's really kind of ugly.
Michael Bidwill, the president of the NFL's Arizona Cardinals, said this week that pro football players should restrict their comments on social issues to days when they aren't playing football. So this is what? Free speech, sometimes, not always?
Yeah, well, free speech for him and not for them. I mean, he's out there promoting the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court while he's telling his players to shut up and play on Sundays.
Yeah, but he didn't do that promotion on a game day.
No, exactly right.
You should point that out.
That's right. He did not. But you don't know.
Because they're out of season.
Well, I know, but the nomination's going to be up in September, so who knows?
Finally, Charlie, hats off, but helmets on to Travis Pastrana. His hero is Evel Knievel, who jumped a motorcycle over the fountains at Caesar's Palace back in 1967, and Pastrana paid tribute to Knievel last Sunday.
Yes, by jumping the fountains at Caesar's Palace, which was the famous trick that almost got Evel Knievel killed.
Mm-hmm.
But he managed to do it without a hitch and keep the memory of Evel Knievel alive. I just hope he doesn't get wild dreams about canyons, because that doesn't work.
In fact, he jumped those fountains 3 times.
That's right.
It makes me wonder why he stopped at 3. Do you suppose he ran out of gas?
Well, once you've done it the 3rd time, it gets boring.
I guess.
I mean, you got to go find like the Trevi Fountain or Victoria Falls or something.
All the spectators went home.
That's right. And Bob's seen this before. We've seen a guy jump the fountain 3 times. Let's go back to the Mirage and watch the volcano blow off again.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated from time to time. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Bill.